Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if anyone is caught in any sin, you who are spiritual should restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, being careful yourself so that you don't become tempted also. Carry each other's burdens, and so fulfill the law of the Anointed One. If a man thinks of himself as something special when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each man critically examine his own work. Then he will keep his boasting to himself and not seek for the approval of others. For everyone will be responsible for his own works. But let the one who is taught in the Word share all good things with him who teaches. Don't be deceived. Don't imagine you can fool God. For whatever a man sows is exactly the same thing which he will reap. For he who sows by following the desires of his flesh will, from this fleshly activity, reap destruction. But he who sows by submitting to the Spirit will, from the Spirit, reap increasingly more of the eternal life of God. And let us not become discouraged in doing good. For at the appointed time we will reap if we don't grow weary. Therefore, since we still have some time left, let us do good to all men, and most of all to the members of the family of the faith. Notice how large the letters are, which I write to you in my own handwriting. Those who want to make a good show to others in the flesh are the ones who compel you to be circumcised, so that they won't be persecuted for the cross of the Anointed One. Yet even those who receive circumcision don't keep the law themselves, but they want to have you circumcised, so that they may boast in your flesh, that is, brag about how many converts they made by having them circumcised. But I will not boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, through which the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision can empower anyone to live righteously, but the new creation which is inside of us does. And as many as walk by this standard, may peace and mercy be upon them, even upon the Israel of God. From here on, let no one trouble me, for I carry the scars of Jesus branded on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with your spirit, brethren. Amen. This is the end of Galatians chapter 6 and the end of the book of Galatians. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.